Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Canceled. Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel.
Fandomosia is canceled.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Canceled Podcast. Did you like my voice just completely changing?
Yeah, it's great. You sound sick. 365 days a year.
I know. It's probably from the copious amounts of things I smoke. Jeff just looked me dead in the face and said, are you going to fucking smoke that USB stick the entire podcast?
Hey, it's your body. Do what you want with it.
But he doesn't mean that.
I'm saying for audio listeners, she is ripping a USB stick
this entire time. He doesn't mean that. He's coming off humble, but he's definitely judging me every fucking second.
I just want you to live as long as possible and get the most out of life.
But do so what like, you want. To like 35 maybe. Out of 8 years to what I think.
That you're ripping that thing, 35 would be, you'd be lucky.
Oh my God, this man. You've had a life though, Jeff Wittick. So hold on, we're going to get into that today.
Yeah, I don't want to start off too dark.
You don't want to start off too dark? Well,
guys. Let's get into my dark past.
Welcome my guest today. He is the host of The Barbershop. He is partially blind. Jeff FM.
Illegally blind.
And he just dropped an amazing hair care line that I've totally fucking tried a lot.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Oh,
thank you so much.
I love it.
You guys, I actually wanted to clarify that. It's the only reason I'm here on the show today is to promote my hair product line. There was a lot of confusion. You guys were curious if it works for women. It does.
It does.
Perfect example right here. Women are allowed to buy it. And if you're a woman and you buy it and you don't know what to do with it, resell it. Sell it on eBay.
Yeah, Depop, anything. I use it every single day. Every day. I use it as deodorant, pussy spray, air freshener. Whole fucking thing.
Hey, I don't care what you do with it as long as you're buying it because I'm all about this, baby. And having a good quality product line.
Yeah, the last part didn't seem too good.
I'm all about making the world a better place.
So this is the first episode that I'm doing without a co-host, but I thought it'd be better because I want to build up, you know, the awkward tension. I decided to have you on my podcast after we made out.
Okay. We made out on camera.
It was acting. Yeah, totally just on camera.
It was acting.
Yeah.
But we had a little fun.
Yeah.
And then I got sick mysteriously after
the completely next day faked COVID.
It was not COVID.
Are you
it
calling me a super spreader?
It was. That's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Do you want to cut that out? We cut to commercial if you want to cut out.
No,
that
it's. Part. I really want to. I think that I'm excited to have you as a guest today because you're really good at being extremely offensive, and I live for that. So I'm excited to hear what comes out of your mouth today.
You know what? That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that, and I'm happy to be here because you are actually really funny, and I mean that.
Jeff.
Yeah, you make me laugh a lot when you text me wild shit at night.
Are you flirting with me?
No, I'm not. I'm
convincing.
I just
want him to be. You know what I mean? No, you're really funny. What did you do the other day? You photoshopped yourself onto Charles Manson and me onto Sharon Tate.
That was a fan edit. That was a fan edit.
You were the fan.
Yeah.
Fully, which is insinuating that you're going to kill me one of these days.
No, I'm not trying to kill you. I'm actually trying to become your new podcast co-host.
Oh, are you now?
Yeah. So that means no sex, no murdering each other. Because we need this to live on.
You're fucking fired. Oh, that's the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
Oh, no sex?
Yeah.
Is that what you thought we were doing today? I was coming here to...
No, not at all. Not at all. Completely not at all. I'm moving on. No, I'm just kidding. What would you do? Fuck me in the podcast studio?
They don't even blink an eye when you say things like that. That's what? So funny. Your whole crew, they're all just on their phone texting. You're just like, yeah, bro, you're here to fuck you on my podcast.
They know it's not true. I mean, I wouldn't allow you to rail me in the podcast studio.
Okay.
At home, though.
God damn, I'm sweating already.
Shit, are you? I know, I'm kind of sweating, too. You make me a little nervous.
We need Brooke.
Yeah, I honest to God really do need Brooke here today to buffer this. But I mean, before I continue to relentlessly, awkwardly flirt with you, I have so many things to ask you about today. I've actually refrained from asking you a lot recently when we've been talking because there's so much I want to know about your life and I want to grill you on this podcast today.
Okay, I'm an open book. I got nothing to hide.
Have you ever killed someone?
You know what's funny? I played a game with my ex and...
It was just Russian roulette.
No, it was like, you could ask me, what's the game where it's like hot seat or something? You can ask me anything and I'll ask you anything. And I was like, obviously like, what's the longest relationship you've ever been in or something like that? And she answered it. And then I was like, okay, you go. And she was like, have you ever killed anybody? And I was like, what? We've been dating for like 6 months, you know?
Damn. I guess I have a lot in common with her. I need to stop. Mm-hmm. You've never killed someone.
Oh, shit. I forgot that I didn't answer that. No, I have not killed anybody intentionally. No, I haven't killed anybody. Let's clear that up. I'm just messing around here.
I think your life before the internet is really a fucking interesting thing, though, because it's like most people are cookie cutter and you know what I mean? They do whatever the fuck they do before social media, but you lived a life.
Yeah.
You made an amazing documentary about it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's so nice that you watch my videos. I really appreciate that.
You make good videos. You kill it. You know, you're a good editor. That whole thing was a moment because you kind of took a break from the internet and then came back with that.
Yeah, I had to take some time off. I was mentally ill. I mean, I am mentally ill, but I was just extremely mentally ill and depressed at that time because I had suffered an accident that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Freak accident. And then I had to recover and get my life back together. So I didn't want to just stick a camera in my face.
But in that documentary, it was really interesting to me because I feel like my life before the internet was definitely very wild. I did a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Like seeing you sold drugs. You did a lot of crazy shit. You were like,
yeah,
you were wild.
Yeah. I sold a little weed.
Did you only ever sell weed?
I don't have a traditional background as a normal social media or entertainer person, whatever. I came out here to initially... It was always in the back of my mind that I wanted to do something in the entertainment business.
Like
maybe gangster movies or acting or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
You're like slanging dope fully like one day I'm going to be an actor?
I mean, I watch movies like Blow and stuff like that. And I'm like, this. I can relate to this a lot. But also, I kind of felt like I was living in a movie at these times.
Yeah.
It's very weird. But yeah, like obviously those are movies in my life. It was real. And the consequences for what I did were real. And... The transitioning process just took a little bit longer.
You just said consequences, and I completely forgot that you spent a great amount of time in prison. No?
No.
Or jail.
I did a few months in jail, a few different occasions. It was no prison. It's not prison, guys. This is my camera here. It's no prison.
There's no prison? You never went to prison? Isn't jail like super, it's like sweet compared to prison, right?
No, prison's nice. Prison's where you get like tied, like you can have more freedom, a little bit more freedom. Because you're there for so long and you're with guys that are going to be there for a long time. In jail, it's just a madhouse because it's all people fighting cases. Some people are fighting murder cases. Some people are in there for weed. You know?
Yeah.
So, it's nuts. There's a lot of politics, a lot of
What was
fights,
jail like? Did you ever get in
violence,
any...
violence.
Did you ever get in any
a lot of
fights
drug
in
smuggling.
Jail?
Yeah.
What were they like?
You kind of have to if you're there for a long period of time. But it's very political here in LA, so you'd be fine. You'd make friends with people.
You
and
think
you'd,
so?
You'd be good. Yeah.
I feel like my plan for jail, just like the internet, has always my thought. If I ever go to jail, not that I've like thought about it a lot or anything, would be to just find like the biggest bitch and like start fucking her. You know what I mean?
Fucking her?
Yeah, because I feel like it's like then you have your like oh, I'm like yeah, her yeah. little bitch, and she'd like protect me.
Yeah,
that would definitely be my game plan in jail. But as a guy, I can't imagine what. You
Sounds
would
like
do.
An episode of Orange is the New Black.
I know. I've never seen that, actually. I should probably watch that. Everyone always tells
you
me
You probably
that.
Like it.
Yeah. A lot of lesbian sex and jail vibes. I probably would like it, you know?
Are you bisexual?
Yeah. Okay. Are you? Do you
ever do any
butt stuff in jail?
No.
Did anyone ever try you? You're pretty. I never thought about that. Was there like some big dude?
The second I got in, I shaved my head. So okay. I had no pretty hair. I cut all my hair off, and I was the barber in the dorm. So I made a lot of friends that way.
Really?
And I was pretty much safe because of my talents.
You never had
my way out of it.
Anyone trying to be your daddy in jail?
No. Fortunately, no. I didn't have to get into any of that stuff.
Did you have a cellmate?
I was in a dorm, so it was open population. You'd be sleeping, and you turn to the left, and you see some guy sleeping next to you snoring, and you turn to the other side, and it's another guy.
Damn, did you ever, like, was there ever a moment in jail you feared for your life or stories that, like, stand out?
There was one situation that'll always stay with me. You know when a fight happens?
Yeah.
It's so interesting, right?
Yeah.
Like, we all watch this YouTuber boxing stuff. Everybody loves to see people fight.
Because I'm sure the fights in jail are just like Bryce Hall and Austin McBroom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly the same. But in jail, you don't have much entertainment, so you're bored.
Yeah.
And then when a fight breaks out, you want to look at it right away, and that's like your entertainment. You're like, oh shit, I get to watch a live fight.
Yeah.
But if you get caught watching a fight, then you get a strike, and then you're getting beat up next. But it sucks because that's like, it's so hard to not look because you know the rules. You know that you're not supposed to look at it, but it's happening, and then you're like 10 seconds in, and the guy taps you. He's like, yo, you got caught.
Like you get a strike from the guards.
No, from the inmates. From the gangs.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. Wait, that's so crazy. Like you're, oh my God, that's actually insane.
Yeah,
so you
get
got
a strike if you don't make your bed.
What? You get a strike if you don't, from the
don't
in,
brush
the
your
other
teeth
inmates.
And your breath stinks, you get a strike for that. You'll get beat up for that.
So there's like a hierarchy in the sense that there are like inmates that kind of control what the rules are. What do the guards do? Just like twiddle their thumbs?
They're not even in there. The guards are outside and the dorm is just all the inmates, and then the guards will come in once in a while.
So there's just some big
that's
dude.
That's nice because it's all guys that smell like shit, and then you get a woman to come in, and just her perfume is like, oh,
everyone nuts immediately.
Yeah, they go nuts.
Damn, that. So you looked at a fight though.
I looked at a fight. I got a strike for that, but that was the only strike I got. Everything else is cool. The other strike is like if you don't work out, you get a strike, and
damn,
that I love. I was all about working out. I was like, give me a strike, I'll fucking do the extra push-ups.
Damn, do you feel like? I think it's so dope that loving that. I think it's so dope that you came from jail though, and you just started like doing this shit. Because I think that
from jail.
There's a huge.
I come from jail. I haven't been in jail in like 8 years. Everybody puts these jail stories, or maybe 7 years, 6 years.
Yeah, I mean,
24 was my last arrest.
That's a little bit of David's fault, right? For branding, not fault, but I mean, like for branding you slightly.
Yeah,
as,
David
like,
wasn't around when I got arrested, but yeah, putting it out there publicly, I
like inmate Jeff, you know. Jail Jeff.
Eventually it would have came out.
Yeah.
You know, because mugshots are public and your records are public. So
but it became like a part of your brand in a way. But I like it. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I
was only arrested for weed, by the way. I know she started off with, have you ever killed anybody? It was no violent crime. I never hurt anybody. I was arrested for selling weed. I know your
Some
audience.
Pussy shit.
What would you say your demographic is?
I'd say probably like 14 to like 24.
14-year-olds listen to this? And you started off all about fucking in jail and all that stuff?
Well, I warned them not to. I'm not their parents. I can't. You know, I started trying to do the whole role model shit, and I quickly learned that would just be a slippery slope.
Yeah, just be you.
You know what I mean? Like, that's on your parents for sure.
Just keep it real. And yeah, I do owe a little credit to David for getting that out, because I was like, I'm not fucking put my mugshot out. We rely on brand deals and sponsors to endorse us for a career, to make a living in this field.
But I think it made you more famous, which, like, you know what I mean? It made you more of a brand, more of like a household name, shit like that. Like,
it definitely,
I mean,
allowed me to talk more freely and just be open, be myself on things, because I wouldn't be able to do podcasts, because that's usually what people go to. How was jail? How was, you know, your background? And what would I talk about? I'd come on here and we'd talk about Squid Game or something.
Yeah, like, so you're pretty. What's the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's cool, you in comparison. Like, obviously, I love Toddy and he has so much going for him. But in David's vlogs, you kind of came in as the new, like, hot one, but with a little pizzazz, with a little spunk, you know?
Yeah.
Was Todd ever jealous? are mad.
Todd told me one time he was jealous. He was jealous of me swinging on the crane too, which was nuts that he said that. He was like, I saw you doing that. And I was like, I wish that was me. I'm like, bro, what are you saying?
I'm mad. Your eyes like hanging out of the socket in your face. Yeah. And he's no, like, he I wish
before
that was me.
Before I had the accident. Mm. So he was like watching me do that. Because before I got on, Todd was wakeboarding around the thing and he was killing it. This is like, I'm talking about the stunt that went wrong, guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about right now.
I know, I want to get into that.
It was a wakeboarding stunt where Todd was swinging around. And then when we took the wakeboard off to switch it, there was like a loop in it. And then we just decided to fuck around with that. And yeah, that's when Todd was like, I was actually jealous because it looks sick what you're doing.
Well,
like,
now he whatever, probably isn't so insane. Jealous, you know? You're definitely all insane. That's definitely true. So, I mean, straight from the prison yard getting strikes to recording vines.
Recording vines, yeah. I remember I was at the pool in 1600 Vine. I moved there for my my little side business at the time.
And oh, then, you moved? That's crazy. Not from prison to 1600 Vine. Jail, yeah. Jail. Sorry, jail.
Yeah, I was in jail one time for a month when I had the apartment there. And I had a cameraman. It's so weird back then. I was like selling weed and I had a clothing line. I was trying out different things, trying to see where my life was going to go. Yeah,
kind of where you fit in L.A.
too. Yeah, because I don't want to sell weed or grow weed forever because it's tough. It's a stressful job and you have to worry about it 24/7.
Yeah.
So I was always looking for an exit strategy and I just happened to bump into Rudy Mancuso at the pool and he was like, you want to be in a vine?
Damn, that's really how that happened. Yeah, that is wild too. You're like trapping drugs neighbors with like Amanda Cerny and like fucking Rudy Mancuso. That's a
King
funny
batch on the hoverboard.
Yeah, oh yeah, full hoverboard moment. You must have thought in your head a little bit though, like this is lame kind of compared to your life. Were you like, I want to do this?
No, I was like, this is great. You can make money. How much are you getting paid from Verizon to do this 6-second video? This
I guess
is great.
That's so true. Yeah, Vine was such a cool era. It was like ridiculous. And then he came out here and you guys, is that like what happened basically? Like
No. So that came much later actually. In the documentary, I kind of blended it together quick because we were just trying to save time. I don't want to lose people in the first episode. So when I met David, that was much later. I had already moved out of 1600 Vine and I was already doing social media for a living kind of, but not anywhere near the level those guys were at. Yeah. But we had the same manager, which is like a little weird thing that tied us together.
Yeah.
I started doing the barbershop and I did the Taylor Holder episode where I convinced him to call you and confess his love to you.
Oh my God, I'll never forget that. I forgot about that. Oh my God.
It's crazy, right?
That was before I knew you, I think, right?
So I hadn't even known.
You were already
the
fucking
barbershop.
With my head before we met. Yeah, it's literally so fucked up.
I feel so bad for that. I should actually take this moment to apologize to Tana for fucking with your emotions back then.
No, Taylor took that and ran with it. I think it almost like it helped us be closer.
He was
the
first one to get clout off of you.
You think he was the very first one?
Probably, yeah. No. I think I instigated it a little bit.
Because I was kind of friends with Taylor and Bryce before their like big blow up. So yeah. It was all like that era.
Yeah.
I just saw something so special in them.
Yeah. They're good kids. I like Taylor and Bryce a lot.
I love them to death, actually. And they've been great friends for a long time. That's funny, though. I didn't know that. Were you barbershopping before David?
I was trying to figure out what to do with my YouTube channel because I saw everybody trying to do skits. And there was a while where they were making like Key and Peele type sketches, like just random sketches every week.
I'm so glad I never did that.
Yeah, it just seemed like a lot for these people that are doing 6-second videos. Yeah, it just got cringy because you don't have writers. Comedy Central has a team of writers that are coming up with sketches 100%. For people. And now you have these random YouTube creators, not even YouTubers yet. They've never directed a production ever.
100%.
And you want to give them a deadline for a comedy sketch every week that millions of people are going to watch.
And then it just became the relatability. It wasn't even comedy. It was just
And then Lele Pons is getting roasted for her comedy sketches when she's 18 years old. Trying to write comedy sketches and produce them every week. It was tough.
And a bitch was balling. I don't think she gave a fuck what anybody had to say. I like that about Lele. She doesn't, in real life, she doesn't really give a fuck.
No, she doesn't care at all. She's dope. Yeah. So I was like, what do I have here? I'm cutting people's hair. People are asking me for haircuts. And I need to figure out a new style of videos to make every week.
Yeah.
And I like fucking with people. I enjoy it. And I like cutting people's hair. And they're always on edge. When I give a person a haircut for the first time, they're always like, is he going to fuck my hair up?
No, it's crazy that people sit down in your fucking chair and just give you their hair. I don't
know,
think I could ever.
I don't know why
ever.
They do it. I don't know.
You're
why
a little too sadistic, I think, to allow you to like.
But I give good haircuts at the end of the day.
Guys, do you know why Jeff Wittick wants to fuck me? Because I use Noom.
That's right.
Noom also works with my lifestyle. I like 1942 pizza in bed, despite working out. Yet with Noom, that's not a problem. Noom uses a psychology-based approach to help us change our mindset for good. Because building better habits means a more sustainable journey to better health. A healthier life doesn't mean sticking to rules about what you can and can't eat. It means having more knowledge to build smarter, more sustainable habits.
Work smarter, not harder. I used to eat 6 steaks a day because I was trying to get buff. And then I realized my organs were shutting down.
And then you got Noom.
I got Noom and they gave me the right nutrition to get buff. And look at me now.
Noom's cognitive behavioral approach focuses on why instead of what to help you change your relationship with food. Jeff, everybody's journey looks different. Noom believes it's about progress and not perfection.
Yep, 75% of Noom users finish the program. Noom has published over 30 peer-reviewed specific journal articles about the science that goes into their approach to helping people achieving a healthier way of life.
What goals are you working towards or have you already achieved with Noom, Jeff?
Well, I stopped eating 6 steaks a day and I now have the proper nutrition and I feel like a scientist when it comes to
what you eat.
What I eat, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, guys, for me, the big mental difference with using Noom was, again, that before I was just so disgusting and out of shape. And now since using Noom, mm-hmm. I found love.
Yeah, you were disgusting.
And
and now
we're, you know, I found Jeff and he loves me because I use Noom. So.
And what are we going to do? What are we going to do for dinner tonight?
Salad, baby.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to open our Noom app and we're going to use it.
Yeah. With Noom, taking care of your health is empowering instead of stress inducing. No need to fear ruining the whole program with one off day. Noom will help you get back on track. All you need is 10 minutes a day. Noom fits into your life on your terms. No grueling early mornings or huge chunks out of your day.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/Tana. That's noom.com/TANA.
That's noom.com/Tana.
Get your shit together with Noom.
Have you ever fucked up someone's hair without telling them though for a sketch?
No, never. I would never do that. I would never actually fuck somebody's hair up on purpose. if somebody wanted like a stupid haircut where they like shave the top and leave the sides, I'll do it for a laugh.
Yeah, but you wouldn't actually do it.
No, I would never intentionally so fuck then, with somebody's hair.
When did the vlogs come in?
So that video that I did with Taylor, I think Alex Ernst found it, and they have like a vlog squad group chat, and they were like, is this real or not?
Yeah.
Or something. And I think Todd found it and he hit me up. And he asked me about it. And then we just started talking. And I just started hanging out, shooting videos with those guys.
It's interesting because they were friends all for a very long time. And it was almost kind of portrayed, even as you kind of came in, that you were as well. But like on the back end, you were kind of entering a new group of people. Mm-hmm.
But it was perfect because I had just gotten out of a relationship at the time. And I met all these guys that were kind of, they kind of had the same sense of humor as me. And we got along great. And they all just loved shooting together. There was no contracts. There was no Team 10 type deal where you have to sign your life away to shoot with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was nice and, you know, it worked out great.
And obviously as to how David vlogs, he kind of just like eases you into it. But then eventually, you know, like obviously people, there was a great response with you. You brought the like different vibe. Your life was very different before, you know, the relatability, the new hot guy, all that type of shit.
Yeah.
Were there ever moments where you were like, fuck this?
No, because I just saw it as an opportunity to get him back. I was never upset about stuff like that.
I feel like people always wonder that because obviously during the whole like scandal and shit, that was like the big narrative, you know, like it's always been too far. Like he like, you know, whatever. But I feel like he attracted a group of people that enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a fun environment.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, you know, nobody's holding a gun to our head saying do this shit. You know, it's.
Do you still want to? Have you filmed with David?
Yeah. I mean, I obviously wouldn't swing around a crane and put my life in his hands again, but I still film with him. I'm still friends with him. Yeah.
How is that now? Are there, do you, are people there
give me
people?
Shit and they're like, why, what are you doing being friends with him? What do you want me to do? You know, like hate him forever and plan revenge.
I think it's like intent comes into play there. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you would hate him forever if his intention was to do that to you, but like it wasn't. And there, you know, and you have an eye, you're chilling. And,
like, people don't realize that if David would have killed me, he would have went to jail. Yeah. David doesn't want to go to jail. He would have been deported or whatever the fuck would have happened, you know, and I'd be dead.
Yeah.
So that would obviously be really bad.
Did that ever go through your head? Doing bits like I could die doing this?
No, because I was never really a stunt guy.
Yeah.
I kind of just laughed at everybody else and I was like, this shit's dumb.
Yeah. Maybe you should have left that to the other.
I know. But we were all in a weird place. Sometimes we all go a little nuts, you know?
No, 100%. I'm just joking with you. I
kind of loved having like a group of friends and like a team to shoot with.
Yeah.
Because we just were like a powerhouse. And when David suggested like this big video back, we were all so excited to do it because we all just loved working together and helping each other out. Like Jason, that guy will go
bend
to
over
war
backwards
for you. Yeah, for your video. If I ask him to come on the podcast and get completely naked and shave his head bald and his eyebrows, he would probably do it. Yeah.
That's a Wednesday for Jason for sure. Oh, another really interesting part of your career that intrigues me so much is reality television.
Oh my
Bad
God.
Bad Girls Club.
Yeah. What? I should have known you were going to go here.
Talk to me about that experience. Didn't you like spit on someone?
I got spit on first.
Oh.
And to be honest, I don't give a fuck about that show
anymore.
No,
that's hot. I'm jealous of her.
That's.
How long did you do reality television for?
I moved to Miami and I was barber on South Beach and there was a bunch of reality shows being shot there at once.
Yeah.
They were shooting the Kardashian show next door, Dash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the Jersey Shore. I was friends with all those guys and they were coming to me for haircuts.
Wait, that's really fun.
Yeah, it was fun. So I was doing that show and then I met the producers of that, the Bad Girls Club. And
what's the premise
I was like,
of that
show? I'm like acting. I want to play like a bad guy. I want to play like a troublemaker and stuff.
Douche
and they're
bag.
Like, okay, just go in this house and just fucking raise hell. So I talked a bunch of shit to everybody. And eventually we got into it, but I didn't realize at the time how editing could portray somebody, especially on a reality show.
Felt that at MTV.
So they just left in the parts of me being a complete asshole.
Utterly horrible. They jack off to that shit. They love that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's insane when you put yourself in that position. What can happen? Yeah, been there.
But you know what? Everything happens for a reason. And I kind of learned a lot from that. And now I use that in my world. Oh, let's talk about Bryce Hall for a second while we're on that topic.
Right.
Did you see how he tweeted at Corinna, or he tweeted back when she was like, why are mullets so hot all of a sudden?
Yeah, definitely. I think you did that.
You think I personally did that?
Don't you? When I saw her tweet, I thought about you because didn't you that day post some like long ass fucking mullet pic?
I did.
Yeah, I keep up.
I did. And I was going to put the eyes too, but Bryce got to it first.
Yeah.
And then he ended up getting the shit end of the stick there, but.
No, it was bad. She was saying, or he was saying that she fucked him underage and then they had to come with receipts. And
oh, she did that to me too, Corinna. She did the same thing. No, I'm kidding. That doesn't even work out mathematically. I'm just trying to chase clout any way I can.
No, I'm here for it. If you're going to do it anywhere, please fucking do it here. Yeah. Have you ever fucked Corinna?
No, no. I think we fooled around the night before the crane, but I was on a bunch of sleeping pills.
I swear to God.
So yeah, same shit as Bryce. We're both in the same boat.
Wow, yeah, a bunch of sleeping pills.
I don't
want to
put that out there. I was always, I'm big on bro code. So she dated Todd and I was like, you know what? I can't, finally we got people in the back looking up.
Yeah.
Ooh, I never messed around with Corinna, okay? Damn. I'll tell you the real story off the record later.
Yeah, I feel like you did. I'm not going to lie.
No,
I did.
No, I would never step on Todd's toes. And I know that he's in a full-blown relationship with another person now.
Yeah.
Who he loves and he's loyal to. Trust me, so I know. I've tested him.
Are you one of those friends like, come out with the boys tonight? Let's fuck bitches.
No, no, not really. I wish I could take that credit, but no.
I kind of think you
are.
I
drink. I don't go out much.
I met all your friends from wherever the fuck you're from, New York, Staten Island. That's what you served me. Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did that well. Your friends are wild, though. It makes so much sense as to why. Mm-hmm. They kept trying to get us to kiss. It was actually really funny. They were like, fucking kiss.
I know.
Fucking do it. How often do they come into town?
This was the first time I hung out with them in like 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, they were a lot. We used to get in a lot of trouble together. So I had to not really distance myself, but
I guess I
could say that. Yeah, I had to distance myself. But then now that I'm so far distance, I don't want to lose who I am. So I brought them back around. It's nice to have
hometown
friends.
It seemed like you guys, like I would have never guessed you spent that much time away from each other. The vibes were like very cute.
But if we did hang out as much as we used to, we'd all be in a maximum security prison, probably on death row, all three of us.
That's very fair. That's very fair. Speaking of you being in a new life and being so far away from it now.
Go for it.
Can you see? You want me to turn the lights down?
Yeah. Whoa, what the fuck?
My favorite thing to do to Jeff off camera is like fake pity.
You can't see anything.
That's why you think I'm so attractive. I lost my train of thought.
Oh, you were saying that. The reason we kissed is because I'm blind. That's a pretty funny joke.
Jeff Wittick only kissed me because he's blind. That is an amazing title. Mm-hmm. I might have
blind
to
and
that.
Brain damaged.
That makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. No, but you're sober now. That's what I was saying.
That's what I love about you. So you could be self-deprecating like that.
You're sober now, though. When we're talking about new life paths, have you always been sober? No.
I mean, what is even sober? You know?
Oh, is this a secret?
No, I mean,
I don't
I don't touch alcohol.
Have you ever, though?
Yeah, big time.
Okay, like you used to drink back in the day.
I didn't have a problem. Like I would like abuse my fucking, I don't have any kids, but like I didn't have a problem like that where I would do dumb shit.
Yeah.
Most of my arrests I was sober for.
Really? Oh, yeah. So you're just like Ted Bundy.
I just started like relying on it to like sleep and stuff like that. And I started drinking every night and I didn't like having hangovers. So I just cut it out. But I smoke weed. That's what I replaced it with. And weed you don't get a hangover for.
That's very true. I just stopped smoking weed. I think we're flipping the
Oh
the
yeah,
roles.
We switched.
I know. It's really weird, though. I miss marijuana a lot.
Hey, more for me and more for you. More booze for you.
Yeah, but I don't know if I need any more. It's funny. You're inspiring. It's cool to see people be able to go sober and like still do this. But then again, you stay inside a lot. I think so much of what I do is like party based.
Yeah, but I don't care about not being drunk at a party, you know?
Yeah, you kind of killed it the other night in my
house. I get high off other people's energy.
Yeah, other than contracting fake COVID, you seem like you had a good time at my party.
Yeah, if I didn't immediately get sick the next day.
That sounds so bad, but I swear you just like got sick. Like,
there is COVID flying around your house 365 days a year.
You think so?
If you go in there, wear a fucking hazmat suit.
I think your old man immune system just got a little weak.
My immune system's great.
Jeff just told me he's 31, and I'm really shocked about that. I never knew that until today. You have really, like, you look young.
Thank you. I drink a lot of water.
I just don't feel like that does it. Have you ever gotten Botox? Move your eyebrows.
Never. Never in my life.
Never.
No, I'm kidding.
I want to ask you to move your eyebrows, actually. I don't know all the mechanics.
I do Botox every day.
Every single day? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You also weren't sleeping because you were editing.
Yeah, I was working so hard.
Your commercial. We were so funny and amazing, and then you put me in for 0.8 seconds, which was just really fucking annoying, honestly.
I don't want this to sound like a promo, but I did use the other stuff on a subscription-based platform that I use.
Oh, you have a subscription-based platform?
Patreon, yeah. And it went out there. There was more behind the scenes on
there. Oh, wow. What did I say on your Patreon? What did you leave in?
I don't know. I don't edit those videos. I gotta go back.
Ooh, exposed.
They put whatever in there. One time we left my friend's penis in the video on Patreon.
I believe it. I do like the same thing on OnlyFans, like subscription videos, and I leave it. I leave it all fucking in there. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's dope. Like comedy mixed with a little nudity.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have two OnlyFans. One where I'm just a blatant whore, and then one where it's like a weekly video, and it's like a vlog of the crazy shit that happens in my life. Okay. I might make you put your dick on it after this. Actually, who knows.
Okay.
Who knows?
My mom watches all my videos now. Everything I do,
she does.
Searches it up. Yeah,
that's honestly really cute. That's precious.
How's your relationship with your family?
Oh, I don't have any of those. No, I'm my best friend's family.
These people seem like family to you, though.
Yeah.
they all care very much for
I'm
you.
Really close with my best friend's family, so that void is definitely filled. They like took me in like a little street rat, and it's beautiful, you know, Thanksgiving at theirs. My own family though, tragic for sure.
It's like a Britney Spears situation.
Oh my god, like a conservator.
Yeah,
I often wonder if I need a conservator. Maybe I'd be better off with one. I kind of have like eight though, if you think about it. Just people who like yeah, totally, completely. You can be my conservator if I go too off the rails.
I'll
you
keep
know?
All the money.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're going to take all
take
my
99% of this shit.
Yeah, pull
right
a Jamie
here.
Spears completely.
Nah,
duh. I actually slept with a burrito in my bed last night. I like to just like cuddle up to the food. If you wake up, you know, in the middle of the night, take a bite, oh, kind of everything.
Seriously?
That sounds so fucking disgusting, but it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Like, we always just like eat in my room as we fall asleep.
Do you ever wake up and look next to you and there's a burrito laying there? And you're
that
like,
literally
what the
happened
fuck did
last
I do
night.
Last night, yeah.
Like, it's not a joke at all. I woke up today and the first thing I did was eat a bite of a half-eaten bean and cheese burrito that I had last night.
Now, what if you had a husband? Where would you put the burrito in between you two?
I mean, hopefully I could attract someone who vibes with it, or I could meet someone who makes me better, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Or
Buffy.
This comforter has over 18,000 five-star reviews. Customers agree it is the softest, fluffiest comforter they've ever tried.
So soft.
It keeps you at the perfect temperature so you feel cozy without overheating.
You don't want to be sweating next to your significant other. I'm touching a sweaty palm right now, and let me tell you, it is
your
not.
Your hand is just as sweaty as mine.
No, my hands never sweat. My
so
hands are bone dry.
This? Just condensation from the beverage you were holding?
Buffy.
The cloud comforter is covered in ultra breathable eucalyptus fabric.
Ooh.
It's softer than cotton and naturally soothes skin. It's sustainable. Eucalyptus uses 10 times less water than cotton to grow, and its fiber is produced using recyclable earth-friendly solvents.
This is unlike any other comforter you've ever seen or touched.
It's hypoallergenic. Plus, its thread count shuts out dust, mold, and mites for a healthier sleeping environment.
Yeah, and Tana had a lot of mold and mites in her bed before this. So,
dude, that's literally why I laughed, because I knew that's what you were going to fucking say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's machine washable thanks to an innovative stitching pattern that keeps its fluffy fill in place. The Cloud Comforter's fill is made from 100% recycled water bottles.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It says that here.
It feels even softer than down while keeping approximately 50 bottles out of landfills and oceans. Jeff, do you know that the average comforter harms 12 geese?
Ooh, yeah,
but
those poor geese.
But Buffy's comforter is cruelty free. You can try a comforter in your own bed for free. If you don't love it, return it at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
My Buffy Cloud Comforter is the best blanket I've ever had.
For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter Tana. That's T-A-N-A at buffy.co.
And people say, Jeff Wittick can't read.
For $20 off your first comforter.
But also, I don't know. Yeah, like let's say I'm going to have a guy over. I'm like, maybe I'll take the chalupa off the pillow. You know what I mean?
At least for the first date.
Yeah.
Maybe bring the
second
the
date, though, if you don't. Yeah. 100%. It's like,
but
you know,
take
right. me
find
as I am.
Find somebody that loves you for you. If you want to keep those burritos in your bed.
Keep those burritos in my bed. But I mean, but also I'm down to grow out of that over time. It's not something, it's not a, you know, make or break. It's just something that I do occasionally.
I know what you mean.
You know,
I went through a relationship for like 3 years. I didn't fart once.
I swear to God.
Yeah, I held them all in.
If I we blew up.
Yeah, I ripped it for like a week straight.
Yeah, as you broke up, you just farted all over. I think if you can't fart with someone.
Or no, you leave it in. What?
I think if you can't fart all over someone, like, are you even close?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'll find out one day.
I have to have that energy with someone like you. We just have to be so insanely close.
Did you rip farts on your ex-boyfriend?
Definitely.
Yeah?
It was almost like fun. It was like a fun vibe. Like, shut up or I'm going to fart on you.
Was that a bad breakup? You don't want to talk about it?
I love you always ask me that. I'm an open book. No, I feel like I've had worse breakups. I don't know if that's a good way to classify it.
Why'd you guys split?
It was just very toxic. I think I realized that definitely the fucking farts for sure. No, I think I need someone to like take away the toxic, like two toxics don't make a non-toxic, you know? Uh-huh. Like it just like continued to escalate. I almost think that I need someone to kind of balance me out.
Yeah.
Who's like secure and, you know, like a good vibe.
Yeah.
I think if you date me,
what's your type? Face tats?
I don't have a type at all. Like literally at all. Like it could be like the mailman. It could be like fucking, I don't know. I mean, face tats definitely do it for me. I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah.
You'd look good with a face tat. Should you get a little, I'm surprised you don't have like a teardrop or something.
I got a little scar here.
The scar does also, yeah, that helps, you know, for sure. You could do a tattoo around the scar, but I feel like your image is too like pretty.
What should I put on there?
Tana, for sure.
Just Tana on my
Absolutely.
Face?
Absolutely. That's kind of the mantra of this year, seeing how many people I can get to tattoo my name.
Maybe before I'll the think about over. It.
Do you have tattoos?
No, I mean, no. But yeah, I have this stupid one. I'm getting it lasered off. It's so dumb.
I didn't mean to laugh at your tattoo. I literally.
No, it's fine. Horrible. I got it half lasered off. And it's
I'm doing that too. I'm like half lasering off a tattoo. I have young as fuck on my ass.
It sucks to make appointments and go get.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It also really, really, really hurts like way more than a tattoo. Lasering.
Yeah, just not something that's like on my priority list number one, like book laser tattoo removal next week.
And there's like a lot of things you can't do with it, like go in the sun and shit. It's like a lot of work for sure.
Yeah.
Would you ever start an OnlyFans, Jeff?
No.
Are you sure? Can I sign you?
Are you signing people now?
Oh my God, yeah.
Damn, that's...
It's my new thing off camera, just pressuring anyone.
Off camera, there's seven cameras.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm... Normally, this is... You're the first person
I'm
pushing.
Hey, kid, you're going to be a star.
Exactly. Yeah, you would never do... No booty pics, no nothing?
No. I did like a risky photo on Patreon, but...
Yeah.
Then they labeled my account 18 plus, and I was like, all right, I'm not even going to fuck with this shit anymore.
What did the photo entail?
It was just... I was partnered with a brand at the time, which I won't speak of anymore because we had a terrible falling out.
I love to speak of them after.
No,
we
I
have
don't
want to
even get
out.
Into it. I've been going off too much on them. I mean, whatever. It's fucking Old Spice, and yeah. I put their deodorants, like a box of deodorants, and I was fully naked, and I just had that cover in my crotch.
Were they a fan or not a fan?
No, it was rejected. That was my suggestion to do my brand deal.
Oh no, it would have sold some Old Spice for sure. You know?
Yeah, I mean, the partnership was good for a while, but we didn't use that post I put on Patreon as like a joke. And
then it went 18. Oh, so you can't do like slutty shit on Patreon.
No.
Not for me. I'll stick to OnlyFans for sure.
Yeah, got it going on. You got it all figured out.
I really think that OnlyFans is your next move, though. You're going to be a star, kid.
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to keep trying to convince you for sure. Ooh, you were just talking about a relationship that you were in. In the entire time I've known you, I've never seen you in a relationship.
Yeah.
You got it one of my friends once.
Did I?
Yeah, right. I think it was right after the accident, actually. You came to my house. I don't know if you remember. I feel like you were like...
I hit my head hard. who was this?
Her name was Maddie Crum.
Oh, yeah. I DM'd her once.
Yeah.
I said, hey, congrats. And she was like, she was like, for what? I don't even know what she said, but it was just such like a random fucking weird thing to DM somebody.
I know, I like congrats. It's kind of a good way of
it's such an
someone.
Asshole thing to do. And then I had a crack right after.
You think that's an damn man. I my gauging of what's asshole and what's not isn't very good because I would just think that's funny. I don't know.
You're an original. You are one of a kind. So
I don't know.
Of course you
compliment.
Would like that. But I think the average girl getting a hey, congrats.
Yeah.
Is probably not the best way to introduce
like,
yourself.
Thank you so much.
You didn't say like hi, beautiful or something. You
it's
know?
Just so corny. It's boring. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, I'll go back to the asshole me.
But so you haven't been in a relationship in the entire time you've been on social media?
No.
Do you think that makes you a sociopath?
Why? How do those two line up?
I'm just like trying to psychoanalyze. Like, I don't even know. Like, I'm figuring out how they line up. Are you able to turn, have, like, is it because you were like, I'm in grind mode, I'm turning my emotions off. That's kind of how I was insinuating.
Yeah, 100%. I'm emotionally unavailable because I'm so focused on my work, and it wouldn't be fair for me to bring a girl into my life and not give her my full attention.
Okay, that's fair. Actually, maybe it's not that sociopathic. Maybe it's like the right thing to do. Who knows? Yeah, yeah. But doesn't, isn't that...
Because if I'm in it, I'm in it 100%.
Isn't
I'm
that
all
sad?
In.
Aren't you lonely?
No. I figure, let me figure myself out, bust my ass, build this empire, and then I'll find somebody that is the right...
You're at the starting a family age, if you think about it.
Okay. Well, you want to go there? That's what you brought me on for? Call me old?
Would you ever start a family? Do you want kids?
Yeah. I'll have kids. I'll have kids one day.
But like an older dad?
What the fuck? I'm 31. If I have a kid in 5 years, when the kid is 20... When the kid's 15, I'll be 50. Yeah. And then I could play basketball with that kid. I'll fucking slam dunk on that kid when I'm 50 years old. Maybe I'll be that. Okay.
But if you were going to have a kid in 5 years, don't you think that you should be in a relationship now?
I'm going to be like The Rock at 50, though. I'm going to be I'm going to get way taller and jacked.
That is true.
And I'm
going to
be on stem cells, HGH, adrenochrome, baby blood.
We were just talking about that before the podcast.
I'll be sucking down baby blood. That's for sure.
Yeah, people already think I do it. But then again, people also think I look 30, so I don't really know how they correlate.
You look like a mix between 15 and 35.
Thank you.
Have you ever drank
baby blood?
Yeah.
No.
Did you ever watch an American Horror Story season where they in order to get inspired and have talent, you have to drink human's blood?
No, I've never you know what's funny is I've never been that interested in the show, but for some reason that just did it for me. Maybe I'll start watching it.
I just watched it. It was like people that have writer's block and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a really good show.
Honestly.
American Horror Story.
Well, I'll have to get into it. My ex-girlfriend was just on it. I should go see her look all sexy and kill it.
Oh, your ex-girlfriend was on American Horror Story?
Yeah.
Who's that? Is that public?
Yeah, this girl, Noah Cyrus. I just dressed as her sister, yeah. Hannah Montana, though, so I'm kind of waiting for her to call me crazy for that.
What do you think of Bryce's mullet?
I like it. I like mullets right now.
Do you like my mullet better than Bryce's?
Show it off. Take off the hat. Or are you balding?
No, I'm not balding.
It's killing it. I don't know. Bryce's is pretty good. You guys.
Well, I gave Bryce's and I gave myself mine and I gave him a not as good one on purpose because I can't have him rocking a better mullet than me.
You don't want that new generation to threaten you.
I'm going to fix it for him.
You're going to... No, his looks really good, honestly.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Back to your... Ooh, good question. Back to your relationship things. What's your type?
My type, probably athletic, doesn't smoke jewels, brunette.
He just says every single thing that I'm not.
No, I'm the same. I don't really have a type. I'm kind of just the type of person that goes through a lot of phases, and I'm just... I don't know. It could be whatever. You know,
I actually agree with Alex.
Physical type, it could be whatever.
I definitely, after I get out of a relationship with one type of person, I want like the exact opposite. Like I go through phases for sure.
Yeah.
You know, but I guess you're not as datey as me by far. So we cannot relate there.
Yeah. But no, I've had blonde haired girlfriends, Hispanic girlfriends, black girlfriends. I've dated everything in the book.
The people's person.
Not like
person.
I'm saying I get around that.
That's kind of crazy that you went from dating everything to like absolutely nothing, though.
Well,
a little sociopathic. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, it's
fine.
Have
you ever been to therapy?
I'm sure there's something. Yeah, I have.
How much therapy?
Not much. I kind of just use podcasts and talking to millions of people as my therapy. And I'll just read the comment sections. That's terrible.
It's really bad. No, for sure. We're going to have a lot of issues. You think you have trauma other than, you know?
Yeah, I think so. But I was a bad kid. Tortured my parents. I was 14. I stole their car.
But
drove
don't you think that?
My friend smoking cigarettes in the back seat. Like, I just did not care.
You only really ever sold weed? I started selling weed when I was like 13, and then it quickly escalated to so much more. So when people say they only ever sold weed, it perplexes me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You sold drugs?
Yes.
Wow.
He's like, I love her.
Yeah. All right. I found my type.
No, I was crazy. I was psycho. I talk about it a lot. Growing up in Vegas, I was nuts. Obviously, you know, not selling drugs is bad.
Vegas is a tough place to grow up, huh?
A crazy place to grow up. I mean, so is Staten Island. Obviously, you know, it's like big city vibes. But Vegas is crazy because everyone's just like 21.
And everybody goes there for one thing.
Which is horrible shit. Oh, yeah. You quickly learn that like how much money is
Sin
in
city.
The dark side of the world, you know? Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, it's bad.
Have you ever bought a hooker?
No. What?
Have you ever?
What do you think, a Mike Malak? We got to learn his pronunciation
That's
of his
how you
name.
Say it.
Is it Malak?
Yeah, what do you
I've been calling
is?
Him Mike Magic.
Not Magic Mike.
Mike Magic.
That's
Mike
kind of better.
Majelalak.
He's about to be a father.
Yeah, that's funny. No, yeah. I don't think it's his kid though, right? Didn't they make that like public that it's definitely not?
See, have you ever gotten someone pregnant? That wasn't on my list.
No.
Never a pregnancy scare. Do you fuck a lot or are you like a...
No, I think definitely like guys that get prostitutes, I think just jerk off, you know? I think that will solve your problem with...
Not prostitutes, but I mean, like, are you out here in LA? I've never heard someone say, like, I fuck Jeff.
But I'm all for supporting local businesses. So if you want to support small businesses, then go for it.
It's
amazing.
I'm
not judging anybody.
Fair enough. You know what I mean? Have you ever hooked up with a guy?
No.
You are nominated for a Streamy.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, worked real hard on this one.
I know a lot of people have a lot of corny things to say about it, but to be recognized for something you put your heart and soul into, what are you nominated for? Best like comeback?
Documentary.
Oh.
Yeah, which is cool because it's like, oh, it's pretty much like, yeah, best comeback. Is that a category?
I don't even know.
Best post-accident performance.
I could have swore you were nominated for best
video
comeback.
Creator with brain damage.
No. There's a lot of those. Come on. Best documentary.
Yeah, that's a cool one because it's like vlogs, but a little better, you know?
And
like
it's not just
more
like
professional than vlogs.
Male heartthrob. It's like
no
actually
shots
something.
At anybody that's a vlogger that's nominated for the vlogger category. That's probably a bigger one that comes later in the show.
No, but I mean,
documentary's cool.
At the end of the day, to put your heart and soul into that documentary and then be nominated for something for it is like the sickest feeling in the world. Who are you up against?
I don't even know.
That's good.
No actually full disrespect to all my competitors because I'm fucking competitive, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
I
smashed my head off a crane. What did you do for your documentary? I need to do my research because there might actually be like some Mr. Beast in there that's saving the world and I'm like just hitting my head on a crane.
The worst thing that ever happened to me was winning Creator of the Year over Mr. Beast.
Oh yeah,
but it was.
Oh, and you beat David too, right?
That felt great.
Oh yeah, yeah. I bet.
But Mr. Beast out here just like planting thousands of trees, and I'm like, I shook my tits all year and won. Oh my god, I walked off stage. I was like, shit, that's not gonna look too good. You know,
whatever.
What I mean?
He's got plenty of awards and accomplishments. You deserve that one.
He won the next year, and he was like, finally, we didn't lose to
Taylor. Did he say that in his speech? Damn, that's good. He's funny.
I tweeted that. He is really funny. Mr. Beast is a fucking icon. He just did some creator Squid Games whole thing. I don't even know.
Lazy idea. I'm just jealous I didn't get invited.
Honestly, same. I couldn't agree more. Not that I would. You'd be invited before me by far. You're more brand safe than me. I don't know
I probably would have won. Did you have to kill the opponents? Did they actually die? Was there actual murders?
Yeah, Logan Paul actually is dead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn, then I take it back. Good job, Mr. Beast.
Rest in peace.
Not at Logan Paul. I was just saying if he actually went as far as to kill off participants in his video, that'd be sick. You know, like actually like went full on Hunger Games.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Or I guess Squid Game.
Yeah, I would tune in.
They die in
that
too.
So talk to me about this barbershop hair brand. Clout play, money play, passion play? No.
I was genuinely a barber since I'm a kid, you know, like 15 years old, I started cutting hair full time in a barbershop.
He did tell me it cost $30,000 for a haircut if it's off camera.
That was just me fucking around, being sarcastic. No, but I did love cutting hair. But obviously, you get to a point where you can't really grow as a, you know, just a barber. What do you like, open a barbershop and then you have a whole bunch of new stresses
clout,
in life?
God, no.
The toilet overflows. You got to call a plumber. Or you got to worry about your barbers that work for you being
now
on drugs or getting arrested
Jeff.
And bailing them out of jail. So I was like, how can I, well, that's not really the reason. Also, it's just how many haircuts can you do a day, you know?
Yeah.
How many people can you actually have as your clients?
Yeah.
And I want to make people feel better about themselves by giving them better haircuts. Like, look at Bryce. He got so confident that he went after Corinna publicly on Twitter.
Yeah.
He got too much confidence.
Yeah, you know? I don't think that was the haircut.
It was literally
maybe
the
just
haircut.
The
he
extreme
said,
narcissism.
Like mullets? Yeah, and then he was like, oh yeah, I just got a mullet from Jeff. I feel great about myself.
That
sometimes I give people too much confidence.
Yeah.
And then it backfires on them. But what you do with it is on you.
Yeah.
That's why I want to
You're
make
just
it.
A philanthropist.
Mm-hmm.
Just a humanitarian.
A place. I'm all about Abraham Lincoln. Is that, what's the...
Benjamin Franklin.
Is that a $5 bill?
Yeah.
I'm all about making $5, baby. No, it wasn't for the money, but... that's nice.
Is this your first company, first brand that you've started?
Yeah, first company. I've done like merch and stuff like that, which I try to take a little bit more serious than other creators' merch. I do care.
That was a subtle dig.
No,
are you calling my murder shitty?
No. But
it is shitty. No, it's not shitty. I just need to do some new crazy shit soon.
Damn.
I'm just joking. Sound off in the comments below. Maybe I'll screen grab us kissing and sell it on a shirt and give you $0.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm down for that.
Loving that.
No, but I just wanted to be able to like spread my talents across the world. And it's so cool when you launch it, you see the products go into different places like Dubai and Australia. And
crazy. Yes. And knowing that all over the world, people love it. I love how right now you're releasing a hair care line and I'm releasing an alcohol line. Very on brand for us.
Yeah.
Super on brand.
What kind of alcohol?
I just wanted to spread my talents across the world. That's fucking alcohol.
Yeah. You are spreading a good time. You know, that's what you are selling to people.
There is nothing more important than sexual health and taking control of it. Though oftentimes access to affordable healthcare is hard when you do. Taking advantage of it is inconvenient. Gain time and peace of mind back with the Pill Club. They make access to affordable birth control, period care, and sexual wellness products simple and easy with an online subscription. Get your birth control prescribed online by a licensed medical provider and delivered discreetly to your door for free with the Pill Club. With the Pill Club, you never have to make a trip to the doctor or wait in line at the pharmacy ever again. They provide access to care from the comfort of your home and delivery to your door in discreet packaging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to get the Pill Club.
Yeah, that's hot. You should. So your roommate will never know what you ordered. They even include fun self-care gifts and goodies. Pill Club makes everything from renewing your birth control prescription to switching your birth control to even getting on birth control for the first time incredibly easy. The Pill Club medical team has your back. That's awesome for when you come in me next.
Great. Save us a trip to CVS, you know.
The Pill Club carries over 120 FDA-approved brands. Most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $7 per month with insurance. Do you feel like you have a good pull-out game?
Yeah, no, but that's because I know that the Pill Club exists. So it gives me the confidence to be myself.
Yeah.
Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/canceled, the Pill Club is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org for every canceled listener who becomes a patient. Your donations will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. That's thepillclub.com/canceled to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. When you get cummed in. I was trying to do like a Tana joke.
Honestly, that was so hot. I was going to say I'm pregnant, but with the Pill Club. I can't be.
You're nuts. So,
thank you. Remember, that's thepillclub.com/canceled. You must use the link to make a donation.
What kind of alcohol? Can I ask?
Is it wine?
Oh, great.
Yeah, little canned wines.
Very nice.
I'll put you off the PR list maybe the next.
No, I'll take it because
I always have people. Maybe just pose with it. You have been using me to promote a lot, so I could at least get something.
I owe you a lot.
Yeah, that's hot. I love that. So.
That's cool. It's like Nelk Boys kind of.
Now let's move back to
your. Very on brand.
Back to your accident.
Okay. Whatever. You want to go there?
Cool. I'm jumping around. I'm just kidding. I haven't actually like gotten into questions about it. Let's see.
How many fingers are you holding up? Let's do that game.
Yeah. Oh, did you have to do all the crazy eye tests?
Yeah. I could do it. You basically have eye tests over here. I could do eye tests on these things. I could read all these words.
How long was that period of time? Like the healing period of time?
I'm still healing. I'm still going through a bit of a healing process. I think I have one more surgery that I have to do, maybe. Yeah, but it's fine now. It's like haircuts.
Most terrifying thing in
the beginning. Thing. Yeah, it was because it's like I didn't understand what I was doing. I would just go into the doctor and they'd say some stuff. Oh, we're gonna cut into your eye, and I'm like, just do it. Just fucking put me out and do it.
Oh my god!
But now I know what they're doing, and it's not that crazy. Yeah. It is crazy when you're like,
no, but you've normalized it. It's become a part of your life. It's
hell
like
yeah. I want all the kids out there to go fucking smash their eye, and it's gonna be okay.
Was it weird to kind of go from? I mean, obviously you have your little
good
prison
look into
shtick.
A monster.
Yeah.
Is that what
Frankenstein?
You're gonna say?
No, but I mean like to go from just like hot normal Jeff to like did you like people giving you pity, like
ugly
the stigma around
Jeff?
It? No. Oh, sure, yeah. But just I don't fucking know. The stigma around it, like people treating you differently. Did you hate that?
Nobody treats me different.
Really?
No, my friends are ruthless. They'll all fucking, hey, can you see me with that fucking eye?
But in over? But in life, like right after, you don't feel like people were kind of like.
No.
That's a good thing, actually.
Yeah, it was kind of nice. I don't want a bunch of yes men around me, you know?
Like, so that was just you kind of surrounding yourself.
Yeah, I even have friends that I like spar with and they're punching me in that eye, you know?
Wow, that's the type that's of people love.
You need to surround yourself with.
That's love.
Mm-hmm. They come by every morning, 9 a.m. We're just wailing on each other in my guest bedroom that I transitioned into a gym.
How come you haven't boxed?
Because of the accident.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, you, you I like, was can't? Out for so long. No, I would have definitely done that social glove shit if I... had you been asked, and if
beat
I
beat the shit out of like Vinny Hacker or something for a little clout.
My trainer trains Vinny too, yeah. So I wouldn't want to say Vinny, but yeah, I mean, I would love to.
After the accident happened, I mean, or just everything happened, do you feel like it changed your friendships with any of the people around you?
Yeah, for sure. And that's not even on anybody else. It's just how I dealt with it mentally. I definitely let it. It just made me not want to see anybody. Just I was very distant for a while, and it didn't happen right off the bat. It kind of happened like 6 months in.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was going to be like a lifelong souvenir, this accident, you know. But
damn, that gave me chills. What do you actually see out of your eye? I've never really asked you that because I'm always clowning you.
No, I could see you when I look at you from here. I could see you,
but like if you
what my eyes just like
close your good eye.
Let's do a test.
Okay.
So if I...
Is this good eye or bad eye?
This... Oh, you can't even tell?
No.
What?
It's not like it's a glass eye, Jeff.
There's scars over the whole side.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. No, I could see. It's fine. Yeah. It's a little double vision sometimes.
Damn, that's wild. Is that the only way you feel like it affected you mentally, or was there like a big battle that was there? Always.
There were other struggles along the way, but... Damn. You got me. I didn't know you were going to get me all open like this today.
I was actually just thinking to myself the difference in this episode versus like you're impulsive. Like I thought you were going to come on here and just troll the shit out of me and you're actually like opening up. So it's interesting. Yeah, while I have you vulnerable, I might as well fucking.
Let me use my own platform to cry and complain about my eye all the time. No,
I like it.
I'm so much better off than I was.
We got Jeff Wittick vulnerable today.
A year ago. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get something?
Do you feel like you constantly have to maintain a tough guy? Do you struggle with that? Like, does being vulnerable or emotional make you uncomfortable?
No, I'm actually working on dropping the whole tough guy persona.
You are?
Mm-hmm. I'm working hard at it. And I'm trying to stop saying fuck as much. Because everything's fucking this, fucking that. And when my parents came out here and listened to me do the podcast, my dad did an impression. He was like, you fucking this. I'm going to fucking have a fucking LaCroix. And it's right. He's right. I add in so many unnecessary fuckings.
Okay.
And I'm going to start working on cutting those out. Round of applause, guys. I'm going to stop saying fuck as much.
I'm a big fan of an unnecessary fucking.
I know. I've heard.
I'm kidding. I love that for you. I can never stop swearing. So, I mean, I do love
I'm going to try to cut back. You know,
I don't think I can completely stop. Hey, you're sober? You're stopped swearing? Do you believe in God?
Yes. So, you know, I was raised Catholic, but I don't go to a Catholic church anymore. That's not.
Do you ever pray?
I did the Hail Marys the other day because I had a Ouija board at my house because I ordered it for a Halloween episode that we were supposed to do together.
You brought a Ouija board into a fucking episode with me, I would have literally absolutely had like a aneurysm.
Why are people so scared of Ouija boards?
I'm scared of what they bring, and I believe in it. I've had so many like insane paranormal experiences, and I feel like I already attract that.
You know what I did?
What?
I threw the Ouija board on the floor and I spit on it because everybody was making a big deal about it.
Can you get out of my studio?
Is this bad?
That's my trigger.
I didn't realize that Ouija boards are so bad. Are you really?
Honest to God, they fucking, I tell everyone, like, never bring one in my house.
It was a fake one that we got on Amazon.
That's not fake. That's a completely real Ouija board. Okay. You're like letting demons into your shit.
I am messing with the demons. I need to stop.
I would rather you do anything.
Hail Mary.
I would rather you have told me you murdered someone completely, entirely.
Nope, didn't murder someone, just messed around with a Ouija board, and I apologize to all of
the Ouija board community.
Yeah, the Ouija board community.
Didn't mean to offend the Ouija board community out
no,
there.
No, but I didn't know anything. Yeah. I never heard these stories about Ouija boards, and I never got into them, and I disrespected one, and I got sick the next day.
See, that's the thing. You're out here trying to blame me. Like, I'm the fucking devil, but you're out here calling the motherfucking devil.
Is that what Ouija boards do?
they bring bad omens and bad things into your life a lot of the times because you're kind of like opening a portal into, I mean, obviously, I guess it depends on if you believe in that or if you don't, but I just, I don't know.
Do I do an apology here today?
I think you should apologize to,
I would like to apologize
God.
To
God.
God. For summoning spirits and then bringing them around this podcast studio. I did not mean to. It was a mistake.
Are you saying you brought them here? That was your intention?
They may or may not have followed me. I don't know. They're invisible.
I really actually hate this entire conversation.
Okay, let's move on.
Here, God, please protect Jeff. Please bring him wellness. Please send away any bad spirits. Help him to make wiser decisions that are in your honor.
Yes.
We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I have a fun game for you. And I've really wanted to do this with a Vlog Squad member for a really long time. Oh, nice.
Yeah, you said you're going to do it with Zane and Keith, but they backed
out. Not Zane and Keith.
Whatever. Let's do it with us.
The brain damage.
We'll make it better.
Honestly, it's not even a game. It's just this for my pure enjoyment. This is what happens when I like create my own games. It's just like sadistic shit that I like want to see people do.
Okay.
And with that being said, I want you to rate the Vlog Squad members on this list right here.
Okay.
From your least favorite to favorite.
Okay.
I also feel like Zane and Heath are.
You do that first.
Matt King is number two. What did Matt King do to you?
He's a rat.
Oh, Matt the rat. Shit. Wait, really? Do you actually feel that way?
No, his name just rhymes with it, and I break his balls a lot. And he honestly plays along so good at like our dynamic.
You guys kind of have a similar sense of humor.
Yeah, fuck like, him. Fuck Matt. He's 11, actually. I didn't know there was an 11 option down there.
Yeah, well, I just had to include every member that I wanted to know about.
Here, we'll put... No, I don't want to put Heath there. I'll put Heath in like... Heath could go up there. Okay. I like Heath. Jason's definitely up there. Can I do two for the same one?
No.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I want it to be mean. I want you to get ruthless.
This one's like... they're tied. These two are tied for number one.
Okay.
I love these guys.
Toddy and Jason.
Yeah.
Jonah.
This is a tough one.
What did
Jonah?
Because
he betrayed me.
He betrayed you.
He betrayed me.
What did he do?
And we were best friends. And we were business partners. And he broke up with me. So
he broke up with you?
He's going
to
go down.
During the cancellations, he just left you in the dust?
He left me in the dust.
Swear to God. I can never tell if you're serious or not.
Oh, I'm dead serious.
That one seems serious.
There's proof on the internet. You could look it up. He was...
Damn.
Yeah, he was a bad
friend. He said, no more Jeff. I'm going to start a kebab business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I love his family dearly. And yes, I have had kebabs. I support the business. I support him and, you know, whatever he wants to do with his life.
But Matt King's still lower.
Matt is still lower. Yeah. Yeah, big time. David, he used to be up here, and now after the crane, we'll put him down here to five. That's not bad, huh? I'm an easy guy, you know?
I'm so happy I saved this.
Hit me with a crane, you know? Yeah. It's all good. You're number five in my book.
Be Jonah, and you're 10. Hit me with Susie's a fucking crane.
Susie is so sweet. We got to put her at number 2.5.
I'm loving what you're doing with this numeric system.
Corinna, we hate her, right?
So I love
you. I'll do that to make you happy.
Thanks,
she's
baby.
Just above Jonah.
She's just above Jonah. Shit, did she betray you?
Natalie,
or no?
I will put Natalie. Natalie is actually the boss of the Vlog Squad, so I'm gonna put her up here just in case she's watching.
Yeah.
Look at that, Natalie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. She's off camera with a fucking Glock 9.
Damn. Now all we got left is Scott and Zane. This is tough. Is it? It's not even like a good spot to fight for. You know?
Do you and Zane have beef?
No, I love them both. These two guys.
Yeah. So it's fuck Jonah. Really.
But Scott would probably be like, put me lower because that's, you know,
yeah, that's his personality.
So Scott, do me the favor. Thanks. Okay. We'll give you the credit for that joke.
So Toddy, Jason.
Well, Scott would actually want to be fucking down here actually because that's what Scott likes.
Oh,
to
so
do.
Matt King just moved to number 8.
No, I can't do that. Yeah. Keeping Matt down here at 11 and a half.
Yo, that's my fucking favorite thing I've ever done. I'm going to start making everyone rank their friends.
That was fun.
Wasn't that like a good exercise?
Yeah.
Toddy took it home. That.
Todd and Jason. They're even.
I mean, David literally took a part of your eye and he's number 5. So.
He's above Zane. Yeah,
for sure.
He's right above Zane. Yeah, I think that's
fair. Beautiful. I promise you, this is my new favorite bit. Well, thank you for that.
Well, it only kind of works for people that come from squads.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of those now. A lot of those TikTokers are trying to emulate you guys. Uh-huh. I guess they just need like a really public tragedy to really rank.
Yeah, who's your favorite TikToker, TikTok squad?
TikTok squad. I mean, just like original Hype House. They're iconic. The original, for sure. Huh? Yeah. Charlie, Lil Huddy, all of those. Who's your favorite TikToker?
Probably Charlie, Lil Huddy.
Do you ever watch TikTok?
Yeah, there's this one guy. I want to give him a shout out right now. He's called Be a Man. And he does these very funny original TikToks. He's like this old guy from Boston. Not old. He's maybe in his mid-40s.
That's not old to you at all.
No. Maybe he's 50. Stop. Maybe he's 50s, actually. He could be 50s, but he just says something really aggressive. He'll be like, don't take swimming lessons. Just drown. Be a man. Or something. Like he just says like, I don't even know if that's one beautiful. Of them, but he just says ridiculous shit.
And I love that.
And his whole logic behind it is just be a man.
I would love to see your For You page. I bet it's fucking brutal. It's bad. It's brutal. Yeah,
mine's I'll show you after.
I would love to see it. Well, tune into his next episode of The Barbershop that he planned absolutely nothing for because he decided that he wanted to do it today. And it will
everybody.
Be just as awkward and offensive as this episode.
It'll be super awkward and Tana will be very naked. Uncomfortable and naked. Keep an eye out for it.
Only one.
Okay.
Thank you for watching this week's episode of Canceled with the legendary illegally blind Jeff Wittick. I love you, Jeff.
Love you, Tana. Thank you for having me.
Coming on.
This was fun.
Tana Mosher is canceled.
ADWE Talent Production.